Ann Arbor City Council tweaked the Downtown Development Authority's budget earlier this year, in the process committing funds the DDA had planned on using to replace Main Street light poles to instead go to the authority's housing fund. The understanding at the time was the DDA would spend $300,000 on the new light poles, with the city responsible for the remaining $280,000. City Council, however, failed to pass a resolution in October to fund their portion of the project. The DDA has now agreed to pay the entire amount, with nearly $160,000 coming from next fiscal year's budget. DDA Board Chair Sandy Smith says the funding spread over two budget years shouldn't impact the project timeline.
You have to bring in the engineers and you have to procure the parts, and by the time you do it, you probably will have the second half of the ones installed in July anyways. And so, when you're looking at a project like that and it's 6 months, 7 months period of time, then you can easily stretch that under two fiscal years, which helps us a lot.
The more than decade-old State Street Improvements Project had about $120,000 left over, and the DDA is committing these funds to the project as well. The existing light poles are rusting out at the base, with 36 poles needing immediate replacement. A few poles have even already fallen down. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.